someone mentioned, oh, did you know that there's a real need in the community with people with disabilities and people who are senior citizens that need help shoveling their snow from their sidewalks?
Nelda Alt-Dislin is the Community Service Coordinator at USU's Service Center. She says the idea really connected with her because when the center began 50 years ago, raking leaves was their first project. From this, the Community Rakes and Shovels service was born. And even with COVID, the outdoor nature of the project should help participants to stay safe.
This can be done on a single person scale. It can be done on a family scale, roommate scale, and you can maintain distance. We also will do all the coordination on the back end so that you don't necessarily need to knock on the door of the person that is requesting the services. We give you all that information.
The program is open to community members and to students. Volunteers register their availability, and seniors or those with disabilities register to request a service and provide information for the volunteer, like where to place leaves or if they have a dog. Rakes and shovels will be provided by the center, and people are welcome to contribute extra ones.
We'll be closed around Christmas time, but because of this long break, we surveyed the people that have been using the pantry. Like, we've been feeding 250 or 260 people a week, and many of them said that they're still going to be here. They're deciding not to travel. So the pantry will be open, which means that rakes and shovels will be available.
For more information, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacione.